Last week, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara unsealed a 79-page criminal complaint against three members of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's inner circle and six other individuals. The multiple counts of alleged extortion, fraud, and bribery have reignited the debate over ethics reform in Albany. During a visit to Plattsburgh on Tuesday, State Assembly Majority Leader Democrat Joe Morelli said he and other legislators are disturbed by the latest indictments.
It is deeply troubling to me and to my colleagues in the legislature and others in state government that this could potentially have happened. Obviously, these allegations are very, very serious. If it's necessary to pass additional laws, we'll do that. We're going to look very carefully at this, the criminal complaint, which I've not had a chance to fully go through, but what I've seen, the highlights are just very, very discouraging. But it's incumbent upon the hardworking members of the legislature, and there is the vast majority, are hardworking, honorable people, to go back to work and do our job, which is to make sure that we're providing a government which will allow people to go to work and prosper and raise a family and get an education for their children. Those are the things that are really the most important things, and we have to continue to remember that. Even as a backdrop, some people are doing things that, frankly, I think are reprehensible, and that I know legislators are deeply troubled by.
With some of the people facing charges, Mr. Percoco and Todd Howe facing these criminal complaints, being so close to the governor, are you concerned at all that that could taint any interaction between the governor and the legislature?
Well, I think the governor, I've only had a chance to speak to him a little bit in the last few days, but what I've seen of public comments as well, shares our concern about what's happened here. I think the U.S. attorney indicated that the governor was not involved. Notwithstanding that there are real challenges, we're going to have to look at procurement. We're going to have to look at the way economic development is run. We're going to have to look at all these projects to make sure that we're doing our due diligence and there's accountability. So it's going to have an impact because this affected, much of what we're doing in Buffalo and Syracuse and perhaps other places around upstate New York.
Yeah, along those lines, we've got NORSC coming in. It was involved with SUNY Polytechnic. All of those projects have been moved to Empire State Development. Are any of them at risk from your perspective as Assembly Majority Leader?
Well, I don't think they're at risk in terms of the fundamentals. I mean, the state obviously has economic development resources. We have very highly qualified people, Howard Zemsky, who heads Empire State Development. I think, though, what we're going to have to do is make sure that we can instill a greater level of trust for these people. I'm sure they are watching with some anxiousness. And I think we'll need to be reassured that the state will stand behind its commitments, and the state is going to make sure that we follow procurement and other procedures as the law dictates.
Do you think that the actions by Mr. Bharara and Mr. Schneiderman this week is going to perhaps motivate more action towards ethics reforms in the next session?
Well, in the last couple of years, although it doesn't get a whole lot of attention, we have actually changed the ethic laws pretty dramatically. Much more disclosure. In fact, people could argue, and I think should argue, that the disclosure laws that we've put in place over the last several years led to the discovery of some of the misdeeds that have both been already prosecuted successfully and those that are being alleged now. So I think we've done a fair amount of that. The things that the Assembly would like to do is, on the legislative side, we'd like to limit outside incomes of legislators. We would like to close the LLC loophole around campaign finance. There are a number of other things that we've talked about doing. We're in conversations with our colleagues in the Senate about what they think is important to do. So we're always looking at ways to improve the government, make sure that there's greater accountability, improve the ethics. It's hard for people to understand this. Legislators like myself are probably more frustrated than even the average citizen, because when you devote yourself towards improving this state and its business climate and its opportunity to create jobs, and you see things like this which undermine all that work, it's very frustrating is a word I'd use, but it's probably far stronger than that.
Yeah, it's an 80-page complaint.
I'm actually hoping in the next day or two to have a chance to look at the complaint. But look, it's troubling. Anytime someone violates the public trust, it is deeply troubling to me, and I know to the vast majority of people in state government. We just have to do everything we can to make sure that we rebuild public trust. It's hard to do. especially in an environment where people are perhaps poised to think the worst about people in government. But people in government do devote themselves, and they're certainly not getting rich, the vast majority, and they're certainly not getting rich in doing their work. But this is very difficult to come back from. But we will. We're resilient, and we have a lot of good people. So we'll just keep working at this until we're convinced that we've done all we can to promote and restore and regain public trust.
That was State Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli. Although the legislature is adjourned until January, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and Governor Andrew Cuomo are skirmishing over ethics reform legislation. The speaker wants state legislators to get a pay raise, but the governor, according to published reports, will not support raises unless the legislature passes comprehensive ethics reforms. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.